Is it working?
Is this thing on? Is this thing on? It'd be crazy if we shot a whole episode we didn't know. That's why we're not doing an audio check this time. We're just going to roll.
Dude, I like this. This is nice.
What, out back here?
I mean, aside from the mosquitoes, it's pretty nice.
It's a lot of mosquitoes.
Sorry, I'm used to it. You know, one time in India, I got 72 mosquito bites.
How do you monetize that? What do you came up with a number for that?
No, I counted. I had time.
What do you mean you counted? You can't count. What, did they all get you at once?
No, I mean, it was over...
One at a time? It was like dripping water? You were like, it was easy to count?
I mean, it was all over my legs, all over my arms.
Yeah, you just got one on your knuckle. Oh, he's draining you. He just drained you.
I just caught one on my pinky.
I think it's great, too, that mosquitoes don't like white people.
They don't what?
They don't like white people.
They love white people.
No. Oh, man, yeah, he just got me. Dude, yeah. We're getting eaten out here. I don't know.
You're getting eaten out here. Just kidding. I'm going to get eaten, too.
I need a mosquito candle.
You got some peppermint oil?
Peppermint oil? What do you act like I just have peppermint oil lying around?
Yeah, what do you mean, essential oils?
I need like a mosquito candle or something. Look at that. There's the breeding ground right there. There's like a puddle over there.
Ugh, well.
Brutal, man. We're going to be fighting the mosquitoes. It's going to be a quick episode out here, I think.
Yeah, this will be. But hey, welcome to Ryan's backyard, huh?
Episode 10. Tough times anniversary right here.
We made it.
I got us a bottle of champagne.
A very big bottle, as you can see.
And it's big in your hands. Maybe you should be holding it. It looks like a small bottle in my hands. But
things are
wow, look at that thing.
Today.
It just turned into a party bottle. What is that, a handle?
Jeez. Yeah.
I see why girls like small hands now, huh? Okay. Yeah. La Marca. Shout out to Z. Z gave me this bottle.
Nice. Thanks for hooking it up, Z.
Congratulations on your marriage. A lot of mosquitoes out here, huh?
Yeah.
You ever go camping, Mizba?
Yes, I have, and I'm not built for it, yeah.
With who?
With when I was in Canada in boarding school, it was like a field trip.
I was going to say, if your dad was involved in that trip, I was like, no way.
My dad actually has tried to get us to go camping before. It was supposed to be like a 3-day thing in the jungle somewhere, but I pass on that.
A 3-day thing in the jungle? What?
Yeah, it was supposed to be like...
A sabbatical in the woods?
Yeah, seriously. It was supposed to be like 3 to 5 days.
This guy takes sabbaticals.
No internet, no nothing. You're off the grid.
Man.
I mean, I'm a fan of being off the grid, but I don't know about in nature.
You love off the grid stuff.
I do.
You're an off the grid guy, huh?
I am.
You think you could do Survivor?
Survivor? No way. I don't know if I'd last. I mean, look at me out here. I'm like squirming. I'm like itching my pinky this whole time. In Survivor, I feel like you got to get bit by mosquitoes and just lay there.
Satisfying.
You know, what is...
It's a twist off. I thought it was going to be like a cork.
Oh, yeah. You said that is satisfying or not?
It wasn't at all.
Oh.
I wanted it like to be like a little reckless when it came off.
Yeah, I agree, I think.
It's drizzling a little.
It is drizzling, but hey, we wanted an episode in the rain at some point, so I guess God's given us what we asked for. Oh, wow. Okay. What do you... Wow.
I wanted to pop it off. Okay. You know? Tough times. Right. Episode 10.
10. Episode 10. Hell yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
Get a little in the cup. You grab the bottom cup for me?
Yeah.
You want the bottom one, the top one? I know looked like there was a little bit of debris in the first cup there.
Yeah, you know me. I'm a germaphobe.
Yeah.
I love how you recognize that. You're like, oh,
I know. I'll take that first one because I'll be okay.
Okay.
All right.
There you go.
It's a mosquito.
Wow.
This is like a thing I'm showing them. I'm showing them I drink their own. What if I get really sick and die from this? That'd be funny, huh?
What if we got more mosquito bites from this? Because don't they like sweet stuff?
Yeah. I guess that's why they're all over me, huh? I used that as a pickup line with a girl once.
What? Mosquitoes like you?
She's like, I got all these bug bites. And I was like, it's because you're so sweet. And I gave her like a fist pound in the arm, like a little soft one.
And what happened after?
She chuckled and smiled and like, just fell in love. We fell in love.
Like, he got socked in the face after. All right. Wow.
Champagne.
These are battle bites, man.
Battle bites?
Yeah. On my knuckles.
Now I feel like you're just sitting like that to show your bicep.
No.
So what's up, man? Who made you get the haircut?
I actually chose to get it.
You chose? It was a choice?
I did. I did have to go to an event that was like, okay, I should clean up a little
bit. What provoked the haircut? Like, you weren't like walking down the street and some little kid was like, hey, ma'am. Like, ma'am.
Dude, actually, this woman.
Hey, lady, can you help me reach that on the shelf? And you turn around, you're like, huh,
dude,
what do you need, boy?
I went into Rite Aid the other day and this woman held the door for me and she goes, oh, excuse me, ma'am.
Oh, you got man. A ma'am.
Yeah.
That's
and then
what
she
did
switched
it, huh?
up to man. No, that's not. I waited another 3 weeks.
It was definitely partly. You were like, I don't want that to be the cause, so I'm going to wait an additional 3 weeks.
Well, here's what happens. When there's no product in here, like, I'll be eating my hair.
It was funny, too, because when I saw your hair, I knew there was product in it, but I was like, man, it's so short, I just want to run my hands through it. I just, like, went like this, and it messed
it up. It did mess it up.
You had, like,
a
heart attack at the bar. It was hilarious.
I know. It was.
Speaking of mics tonight, what do you feel about the mic?
Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah, it was all right.
It was.
I feel like I murdered.
It's because you had a dirty Shirley before. You're like,
I know.
On top of the world.
I know. I really felt on top of the world there.
Dude, I was nervous. I was late. Ryan signed me up. I was number three. I'm like,
honestly,
am I gonna make it?
I was like, yo, I'm not doing another night where Miz was like, all right, man, I'm on my way at 6 o'clock when the mic is like, you're supposed to get there at 6.
Yeah, I'm notoriously late. But I think that works out. I think that's a good system.
You're notoriously
late. I was like, hey, whoever gets there first signs both of us up. We both know it's going to be you.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, yeah, man. Like, what, are you going to teleport around me and get there before me? It was so funny when you sent that, too. I read that way. I was like, so you want me to sign us up? Sounds good.
But here's the thing. If it's the other way, like, if you're coming to Philly, it makes more sense. Like,
yeah,
I can sign
we
both
totally,
us up.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, a lot of where we've been going has been in your hood a little bit.
Yeah.
You know. Or completely out of the hood, and we're like...
So you think I'm from the hood?
Well, you know...
I don't know, you're just helping build my street cred a little.
What is a hood?
It's a very good question. I know what a ghetto is, but...
Well, these leaves could be the hood, you know, the hood of a car, the hood of a...
Yeah.
Protecting us. Oh.
The hood. Oh. It's a superhero, maybe. Dude, we're getting eaten alive.
Yeah.
I got 3 different types of malaria while I shot this episode.
Well, at least it's on film, right? So they can use this for research in the future.
Like, why can't we get more of those bugs? Look at that lightning bug over there. Look at him. He's like, glow.
Where? Lightning bug? Yeah.
You see him every now and then. There
he
is.
Lightning bugs are cool. It's a classic bug from childhood. Yeah. I used to catch them.
It's funny. You don't freak out over a lightning bug.
I might still sometimes.
Is there any bugs you're, like, anti about?
All of them.
All of them?
Mostly. Except spiders sometimes. You know, my 6th grade teacher was in the Marines.
Really?
And he told me about how in part of their training, it was raining outside, and they put you sometimes in a sand pit full of bugs. They give you vaccinations and shit beforehand, but like...
What do you mean? They give you vaccinations beforehand and all shit?
Yeah, for like, I don't know, so you don't get any weird disease. Yeah, I mean, but they have bugs that are like, they go in your ear, they bite you, and you're supposed to withstand it. Like, you can't react. You can't like...
You can't react?
Yeah. That's like one of the boot
That's
camp
my biggest
things.
Nightmare about doing scary? The show Survivor.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, me too. That's
why I mean, like, you know, I've looked into it a little bit because, like, I applied to Survivor.
You did?
Yeah, because I was like, you know, I'm doing Big Brother. Might as well throw Survivor in there, too. It was, like, on the same website. It was pretty easy. It was like, do you want to apply for Survivor, too? And it was just like,
it's like those LinkedIn resumes.
It was pretty simple. It was like a one click.
Wait, so.
But anyway,
what
I was.
What do you have to do to apply?
Not much.
Do you talk or do you have to
Yeah, you talk. I actually have beats. I have like a 30-second video. I mean, I couldn't figure out the video part. They were like, send us a video that's less than 56 megabytes. I don't know if you're familiar. That's
of course,
not a lot.
Yeah.
That's like it's, not yeah. a lot of room.
You got to compress it.
It's like a half a picture. Like when you choose to send your picture and it says, do you want to include the attachment? At what size?
Well,
you can only go with the small ones.
Especially if you're recording in 4K and you've got these nice mics hooked up, it's going to be a lot of memory.
I didn't have a mic.
Oh, okay.
I had Dolby Digital, though, I think.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, part of it was probably that I didn't have an upgraded iPhone at the time, and that's why I didn't get selected. Because, you know, I look at Big Brother right now, and I'm like, dude, I could have totally made this season. But
is it going, another season?
Yeah, it's live. They
it's
picked
not
the, guy
the
from
All-Star
Philly.
One, though, huh? It's like normal.
No, yeah, it's just normal.
So new characters all the way through?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Everybody's new. Julie Chen, the host, she's still the same.
Yeah, dude, she's been there for like 30 years, hasn't she?
You know
she?
The story of that?
No.
I don't really want to get into it, but you could look it up. But it's like, I actually don't know the whole story. But I know she's married to the CBS Viacom CEO.
Really?
Yeah, but don't say it like you should be happy about it. I think something shady happened.
I heard something shady happened, too. I don't know
the whole story. I'm pretty sure she was Me Too'd, but I don't know.
I thought she was like defending her husband or something like that.
I have no idea, honestly.
I think it, yeah. I mean, she's
still I like
there.
Julie Chen. She's fucking cool.
Dude, I love how she's just so, like, she doesn't mess around.
No games.
You know what I mean? It's just like...
She does a lot of God and Jesus work, too.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you know?
I follow her on IG.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
You're like, that's where I got that proverb from.
And I can't act like I'm not following her just to get the, you know.
You're like commenting on all her stuff.
I'm being real supportive over there, bud. Being real supportive.
That's great.
Like, maybe she'll see me.
Wait, so do you have to, when you get approved for that, do you have to work out? I assume you have to train.
Well, I mean, I haven't checked the approval folder yet. It's been pretty empty over there, so.
Wow.
I don't know all that. But yeah, I would assume that I would just go on some crazy diet.
I'll be your trainer if you get accepted.
I mean, I'm shopping trainers around. I could consider you.
Who do you want, Ricky from New York?
No, I'm just kidding. There was nobody else. It was just you, yeah.
Bro, I saw a guy today, like, definitely this big jack
dude. Get the hell out
of here.
Wait a minute. You saw a guy?
Yes.
You just saw one?
Yes, walking in the street.
Wow.
He had a backpack on.
Fellow human, huh?
And a crop top. And the most ripped six-pack I've ever seen.
What is up with crop tops all of a sudden? I've seen, like, way too many crop tops.
He was so ripped. And it was like he was clearly showing it off. You know what I mean? He had a cutoff here. I know.
Would you wear a crop top?
No.
There's never an acceptable time where I'm like, yo, crop top.
I mean, yeah. What scenario would that actually make sense in?
I'm just going to a shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to take the rest of that shirt off, buddy.
Well, dude, that's probably like the whole no shoes, no shirt, no shoes, no service.
I guess it's
or whatever.
Like part of it. Maybe it could be part of the free the nipple movement. Maybe like girls are like, you know, cover those nips.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe they want the nips covered.
Well, I wonder at Equal. That point if you're allowed in stores. If
you know, New York is like real pro nipple.
How do you know?
This one just went right into my ear. Dude, I don't know if we could do this anymore.
Well, we know that if Ryan applied to be in the Marines, he could definitely get through.
It flew right in my ear, man. What am I supposed to do?
We just got
to
make sure Survivor
like,
doesn't
how are you
see
stone-facing
this clip.
It, man? It hurts. That one hurt. I heard him flying in my ear.
It's tough. It's tough. I just shaved today, too, so I can't tell if it's a razor bump or a mosquito bite.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm going to wake up tomorrow and have so many bites. Oh, dude, he's behind my ear now.
I have bug spray, too. I don't know why I didn't bring that.
I would have loved to, like, just engulf myself in bug spray before we did this episode.
That's something you have to know. When you hang out with Ryan, you have to bring all sorts of creams and ointments. You never know what you're going to get into.
Yeah, we're getting crazy stuff over here.
Mosquito breeding grounds.
Mosquitoes, man.
Wow. Hey, you got a plane flying over you there.
Oh, wow. That's pretty nice.
It's a good view.
Man, you missed out on a lot of things.
Yeah, you had a show.
I slid out the Civil War cider on Thursday.
Where?
Yeah, out in Lewisburg.
Oh, right, the Hershey factory.
Yeah, I took a day off from work, and I made a whole day out of it, because like I had to go pick up a locker I bought off of eBay.
Where, there?
Yeah, it was like actually like right around the corner from where the open mic was, so I was like, oh, wow, I might as well hit this thing.
Wow, what a coincidence.
It was a crazy coincidence.
Wait, so technically...
Nice motorcycle flying by. Yeah, it's so obnoxious, honestly. I'm not a big motorcycle guy because of the noise, but...
Wow.
That's why I like the e-bike, man. You pull up all silent.
Yeah. Well, you know, the faster the bike is, the quieter it usually is.
Really?
And if it's louder, then they put stuff on it to make it louder. This is with sport bikes, though. I think it's different with, like, a Harley.
Specific type of
people. Yo, did you hear? You missed, I don't know if we should name names, but the person who runs the room at where we were today, when he was doing the intro, he rides a Harley Davidson.
I knew that.
You did?
Yeah, I knew that.
How?
I mean, I follow him on Facebook, and I'm very interactive. I don't take sabbaticals.
Yeah, I'm not.
And I pay attention to that. I saw Cisco on a ride a few weeks ago.
Yeah, you got up in there. You're, like, sharing it to all your pages.
Yeah, I was like, cool, man. Look at you, Cisco. I was like, I wish I could drive a Harley. I'd ride it with you.
Dude, I would love to get back into that, but I don't know.
Because I'd love to get back into that.
I actually brought this over. I brought a motorcycle jacket over.
I feel like it's a little bit of envy, huh? You see other brown guys riding around on their bikes. You're like, yo, man, India was lit.
Yeah. It's like when you see guys on a skateboard.
Yeah, it's like me when I see a guy with a skateboard, man. I'm like, yo, I could totally skateboard right now, you know?
You're like, oh, I could ollie better than that.
Yeah, and then, like, I bought a skateboard four years ago.
I wanted to be able to ollie when I was younger.
When's the most recent time you've bought a skateboard? You didn't have any, like, last-minute pushes to be like, yo, I could do this now?
I've thought about getting a, what's that called? The not a skateboard, it's a longboard.
Nah, they're not that fun.
Yeah, it doesn't look that fun. But
they go too fast, honestly, in my opinion. It's like people bomb hills in them, and it's just like, dude, I don't see myself going down a hill 50 miles an hour and just like hitting concrete.
Because you can't stop. You have to jump off.
You
got to
drag your foot.
Right, but who's going to do that? You have to be so fast.
Yeah.
You have to be so fast to make that stop. Think about it. While you're going fast, if you drop your foot to make it, you know,
you know, I
want to
come clean right now. I wrote a paper on how I was in the longboard club in college.
Did it even exist back then?
There was a longboard club, yeah, but I wasn't in it.
But you wrote a paper about how you
paper about how, like, we were all in this club and we were having a blast and everything. Got an A on the paper, too. But I've never once done it.
What, longboarding?
I mean, I've longboarded a little bit. I was never in the longboard club.
That's a good scam.
I got an A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to do...
How do you involve yourself on campus? And I was like, I was standing at the bus one day and I saw, like, longboarding club, join. I just grabbed the whole flyer and I was like, this is my paper.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I want to do... I want to get one of those, like, you know that one tire with a board around it? Have you seen that?
You want one of those?
Yeah.
I feel like that would be something you would just, like...
It looks dangerous.
Do you ever jump on one of those Segways that the kids have?
Like, you mean the mall cops?
No. I'm talking, like, the kids have them. Like, they're, like, the hoverboards, they call them. They call them hoverboards.
Yeah,
it's
two
wheels, and you, like, step on it, and it's, like, you shift forward. Like, you lean forward a little bit, you go forward, you lean back, you go back.
No, but I would... That sounds pretty fun, too.
They're not fun at all. Have you ever stepped on one?
No.
No. I stepped on one.
Oh,
right?
Man,
do you know what happened when I stepped on that?
What?
I went like this. It just went right out, and I just was right on my back. It was like when that girl pulled the football from Charlie Brown when he's kicking a football.
Oh.
Yeah, it was just right like that. I went up in the air, and I came right back down.
Jeez.
They call that a home alone in movies. I don't know if you knew that.
They call that a home alone?
It's called
that
a home alone
I
when you do
scene.
That. Yeah.
Marvin.
Yeah.
Marvin Falls.
That was apparently like a really iconic scene of the movie.
Yeah, it's the whole contraption he sets up.
Yeah.
When
Joe Pesci comes in, steps on the Hot Wheels cars, and just goes right up in the air.
Yeah, okay. It wasn't Marvin. It was that guy, Joe Pesci. Yeah. That's his name. I knew that.
Yeah, Pesci.
All right. How we doing over here? I think it's getting dark, it looks like.
Yeah, it's starting to rain a little bit, too, so I think that might wrap it up on this episode.
Yeah, we're covered in bites.
We did a good job.
This was worth it.
We'll talk a little bit of Lewisburg in the next episode. We'll talk about the show I did. That was pretty cool. We'll talk about Pep's Pub. We had an electric show there. That was awesome. We'll talk about that the next episode. We didn't have enough room in this episode. We were just having too much fun.
Too much fun.
Catching back up, reflecting back on our past first 10 episodes.
It's also up everywhere now. So if you watched on YouTube, now it's on Apple, Spotify.
How far do you think we'll go? How many episodes, Mizbo?
I mean, I don't know. We're just going to keep rolling.
The sky's the limit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we got to get to the hundreds.
If I die, will you replace me on the show?
Ooh, that's a... I don't know. What do you think? Should I?
I would want you to.
I don't know.
Maybe I would want you to. You find like another white guy or something. Maybe get a black guy in there. I don't know.
Yeah, the logo's too good to just end it.
Yeah, right. You just got to find an RR or something. Maybe just like you can even change it a little bit, you know?
Yeah, you're right. I got to find a Ryan.
Yeah.
To play you.
I'd keep going if you died, you know?
Yeah, I'd want you to.
I don't know what I would do. I mean, I'd like put Bavik in here or something.
Yeah, the resin Indian.
Stay open, Bavik.
What if both me and Bavik died? Then who would you choose? You're like, that's all the Indians I know.
I know. Very short list there.
Like the guy down the street, the gas station.
You're
friends
with
him.
Maybe I'd go through my Rolodex of old contacts, maybe hit up Jesus.
Jesus. Wow, I remember Jesus.
Good friend.
Dude, he was like, he could have been a wrestler.
He's very quiet, honestly.
Yeah, but he's powerful.
He's very powerful, yeah.
I think
he's
he
very
wrestled
quiet
or something
all the time.
For a couple years. I remember watching him.
He was
the
man, dude. I liked Jesus.
Yeah, he was cool. Dude, what would that would be trippy. It's like
what do you think he's doing right now, huh?
Wishing he was on Tough Times. Wishing I was dead.
man.
All right, well, this has been fun.
That's
wrapping
do it, man.
Up 10 episodes
10.
Here.
Episode 10. We're in the backyard. It's raining, tons of mosquitoes. We're fighting the elements out here. If that's not Tough Times, I don't know what it is.
Dude, this is we took a lot. We took a lot of bites for this episode.
We
hope
did.
People appreciate it.
All right.
And you know, if you look down at the champagne glass, there's 5 mosquitoes in there right now.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah. Miz probably got one in his mouth right there. But hey, thanks all for right. watching. We'll be back with another episode of Tough Times.
Tough Times.
That's my girl.